These images are part of the series Furia de Filo by the Argentine artist and now European resident Mariana Chiesa. This project emerged in the context of news about wars and conflicts in the Middle East, mass migrations, closing borders, and stricter immigration laws, leading to the deaths of thousands of people in the Mediterranean. The artist combines images from her archive of woodcut matrices with fragments of poetic text by writers who've expressed their resistance through action and words about their realities. Presented as double pages, these prints are textual and visual manifestos that remind us of the popular productions of Latin American graphics. The artist revives artisanal production, resource economy, economic papers, limited use of color, and the humility of materials, alongside the need to revalue graphic techniques that have fallen into disuse. Mariana Chiesa began this series at a time in her life when she felt isolated due to geographical and social issues related to her status as a foreigner in Europe. During this time, Chiesa drew upon the writings of various authors who spoke out against violence in its many forms, opposed war, experienced exile, and condemned war as a form of institutionalized violence through their lives and works. Gradually, the series transformed into a sort of plea against war and other forms of violence, such as economic poverty, the increasing violence against women, the alarming rise in femicides, and more, as state violence. The first poem here is written by the Palestinian writer Mahmoud Darwish, titled To My Mother, which is from the book Lover of Palestine. It was written as a letter to his mother in 1966 while he was imprisoned in Israel. Darwish experienced and recounted the horrors of war, oppression, and exile. He later died without being able to return to his homeland. Darwish embodies the condition of an illegal guest in his own country, thus denouncing the Palestinian tragedy. In this work, Chiesa dedicates words of longings to her mother from exile, evoking through both words and images a sense of belonging to her home and homeland. The image in this museum dialogues with the experiences of forced exile in Argentina, also highlighting the place of resistance of women, such as mothers, in the face of the pain of waiting and loss.
Set me, if ever I return, in your oven as fuel to help you cook, on your roof as a clothesline stretched in your hands, weak without your daily prayers, I can no longer stand. I am old. Give me back the stars of childhood, that I may chart the homeward quest. Back with the migrant birds, back to your awaiting nest.
The second image is constructed from a fragment of Dylan Thomas's poem, And Death Shall Have No Dominion, whose Spanish translation, La Muerte No Tendrá Poder, is attributed to Juan Gelman. Chiesa became familiar with this text through its musical version by the Cuarteto Cedrón. The artist created the print to express mourning for her father's death, interpreting an old illustration from a children's version of The Little Mermaid. The image speaks about the history of the Rio de la Plata as a tomb where many bodies were thrown into the water from Argentine Navy planes, a practice known during the 1976 dictatorship as death flights. The work highlights the power of memory and remembrance over the oblivion of death.
And death shall have no dominion. Dead men, naked, they shall be one with the man in the wind and the west moon. When their bones are picked clean and the clean bones gone, they shall have stars at elbow and foot. Though they go mad, they shall be sane. Though they sink through the sea, they shall rise again. Though lovers be lost, love shall not, and death shall have no dominion. And death shall have no dominion. Under the windings of the sea, they lying long shall not die windily, twisting on racks when sinews give way, strapped to a wheel, yet they shall not break. Faith in their hands shall snap in two, and the unicorn evils run them through. Split all ends up, they shan't crack. And death shall have no dominion. And death shall have no dominion. No more may gulls cry at their ears, or waves break loud on the seashores. Where blew a flower, may a flower no more lift its head to the blows of the rain. Though they be mad and dead as nails, heads of the characters hammer through daisies, break in the sun till the sun breaks down, and death shall have no dominion.